You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Governor Tony Evers has signed more than a dozen bills passed by the Republican-led legislature and vetoed five others. We can start with the bills he signed into law. There are 17 of them. There's now a new certification for advanced practice nurses that makes it easier for them to practice on their own. About 8,000 nurses in Wisconsin could qualify under this new law, and advocates say that could increase healthcare access. Also in healthcare, patients can no longer be given pelvic exams for educational reasons without their consent while they're under anesthesia. That law was sparked by a Madison woman who began advocating for the measure after learning it happened to her. Another new law clarifies that people renting spots at campgrounds are not tenants, so landlord and tenant laws do not apply. That can make it easier for law enforcement to remove people from a campground. Another new law increases the penalties for purposely damaging telephone or cable infrastructure. It's now a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Now let's get to the vetoes. The most notable, Evers vetoed that bill that would have given drivers for services like DoorDash and Uber access to portable benefits accounts to save for retirement and sick time. Evers says he vetoed it because it also classified these drivers as independent contractors, which would have prevented them from unionizing. According to WisPolitics, DoorDash in particular spent more than $1 million here in Wisconsin in just 6 months lobbying to get this bill passed. Republicans who authored it say Evers is telling gig workers they don't matter. Evers says he didn't sign on because it would have also excluded those workers from minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. He also vetoed a bill that had to do with revoking probation and another that would create a whole separate court for business cases in the state of Wisconsin. Madison-based Exact Sciences is cutting hundreds of positions from its Wisconsin workforce. The company announced it's laid off 200 people. That's 4% of its total employees. 80 of them are here in Madison, and 120 are remote staff across the state. A spokesperson says the positions are in HR, legal, and IT departments. Company leaders say it's part of internal restructuring. Exact Sciences is best known for its Cologuard at-home colon cancer screening kits, which have grown in popularity and therefore grown the company. Meanwhile, the country's first video game studio to unionize is here in Dane County, and now they have their first labor contract. Raven Software in Middleton is owned by Activision Blizzard, which is owned by Microsoft. That left workers negotiating with one of the biggest tech companies on the globe. Employees told the State Journal they got just about everything they wanted in that contract, a 10% raise and limits on mandatory overtime. Staff there work on popular video games like Call of Duty. On average, it takes about a year and a half to ratify new union contracts. This one took twice as long, with 3 years. And fall sports are already starting. Girls golf can start competition first on Friday, followed by girls tennis on Sunday, and football begins next week. Jimmy Cuska details some changes coming to high school athletics this year.
High school sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension.
That's Jimmy Cuska. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clicked knees a little bit, so obviously as a 22-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college, so just a little bruise, but I mean, I felt a lot good, was running there at the end of practice, so it was good competitive period, so it happens, but I feel fine, so.
NFL, the Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, whew, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad, even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%, that's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and then gradual clearing by later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.